Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. The Rangers have won four series in a row. They're sitting now just four games below 500. And another exciting call-up today to ask GM Chris Young about. It is time now for the Chris Young Show. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state of the arts. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. CY presented by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing good. We're excited about the announcement that Kumar Rocker is coming up on Thursday. Can you talk to us about what went into that?
Yeah, it's just a really exciting day for our franchise and for our fans. Kumar has earned the opportunity to get called up, and there's a lot that goes into it, but ultimately we've kind of covered every angle in terms of our decision-making process, starting with the medical side. And Kumar has passed all the tests from a medical standpoint. He's fully healthy. He's out of rehab mode and in game mode, compete mode. And, from there it becomes more of a baseball decision and what's right for the player, for the team, how much experience does he need in the minor leagues, weighing that with the experience that he would get at the big league level. But I think the most important piece of this is that we talk about internally all the time that this is a performance-based game, and Kumar has earned the opportunity. He has done everything he possibly can in terms of his performance to earn this call-up, and kudos to him. I'm so happy for him. He's a great, great person, and I think he's going to look great in a Rangers uniform.
What do you think about the talk that his numbers compare favorably to what Paul Skeens was able to do in his seven minor league appearances?
I didn't realize that. That's not something we compared necessarily when we were making this decision. So I wasn't aware of really how close those numbers are to each other. But what I will say is that he's an elite competitor, and Paul Skeens is an elite competitor, and they're extremely talented pitchers. When you have the mental to go with the physical, those guys seem to do special things, and I put nothing past Kumar in terms of his ability to compete and perform, and that's why we're calling him up.
How important is it with the economics of baseball today? Is there a concerted effort to see these young guys up early to be – a way to balance off some of the big spending that you have to do elsewhere on the roster?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, it's not part of our decision-making specific to Kamar. It's really for every organization. The more homegrown talent you can have and cheaper, younger players, the more flexibility it gives you to sign veteran players to complete your roster. So there is certainly a benefit to it, but it's not why we made this decision. But, you know, it's why a pipeline of talent in the farm system is so critically important to the success of any organization.
How excited are you as well as this rotation is really starting to get healthy? Jacob deGrom, the impending return for him. And what's kind of some reasonable expectations, CY? Because I'm thinking just a complete game, no hitter.
Well, I don't think you're going to see a complete game. The number of hits I'm not going to make predictions on, but I know that these guys are, you know, Kumar, Jacob, and others are capable of being dominant. So. But for Jacob, it's again our expectation, assuming he feels good today and tomorrow, is that he'll pitch later this week against the Mariners, and we're really excited about that. This is a big day for our team and for our franchise and for our fans. As I said, you know, we've got a young pitching prospect, we've got a pitcher who is arguably the best in the world rejoining our rotation. It's a lot of fun to talk about these positives, especially in a season where we've had a lot of challenges, and we've talked about creating momentum and building into the off season so that we come back in 2025 with an expectation of winning again. And I think these are steps in the right direction. But specific to your question on Jacob, you know, he will be on a pitch count, as will Kumar. You know, there'll be some innings limits here for both of those players. But anytime you have guys like that out on the mound, it gives your team a better chance to win. And we're thrilled to have Jacob coming back.
CY, if I could circle back on, was there, when you talked about with the staff and what you were going to do with Kamar and get him, is there any thought about the team you're pitching against or playing against that goes into that? Is there something you like, okay, this is a little bit more favorable for us this way? I know you're talking about innings limits and stuff like that, but does any thought about the opponent come into this?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about debuting at home versus the road for both of these players in terms of their 2025 season debut for Kamar, his major league debut. But at the end, there are only so many games left, and sure, we really, you know, I don't want to put too much thought into this. What I want is to get both of these guys as much experience as possible in 2024 so that they go into the offseason having checked the box of getting back to the major leagues, performing, being healthy, and then they can go have normal off seasons and prepare for the 2025 season. I don't want any mental hurdles, so to speak, in terms of them not pitching in the big leagues this year, and I think that's the most important piece. So, you know, the sooner we do it, the more starts they get, and I think the more it benefits them going into 2025.
What'd you think of the Jack Leiter start over the weekend? That four-seamer seemed to be working for him pretty nicely.
Yeah, Jack, he built off the positive momentum from the Yankee game, which was fun to see. And, you know, our expectation, we understood Jack is not perfectly refined, but it was going to be a work in progress, as it is with most young pitchers, that they don't come up and dominate immediately. So we knew that, and we've seen glimpses of it. Now the key is to continue the development and continue to improve. And
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think this last start was a huge step in the right direction. You know, he gave up 3 runs. Two of them came on a hit by pitch and a walk. So you eliminate those two, it becomes more of a dominant start. So it's just part of the natural progression for Jack. But I think it shows how well his stuff plays at the big league level. And our expectation is that Jack continues to get better and better. The more positive momentum he creates, the more confidence he builds, and that his stuff will continue to be refined, and he's going to be a very good major league pitcher in time.
How possible is it at this point that Jack or Kumar could be part of the rotation to start next year?
You know, I think it's a fair question, and I think I can't give you a perfect answer because, as I said earlier, it's a performance-based game, and they will determine that. It's going to be up to them to have really good off seasons, to come into spring training in a good place, physically, mentally, and then to go out and have good results in spring training. It doesn't mean they need to be mid-season form at the beginning of spring training, but what it means is they need to come in and show that they are ready to earn a rotation spot, and if that happens, these guys are very talented, and I have no doubt that if they do what's required in the off season, they'll put themselves in a very good position to earn spots out of spring training.
Any update on how Corey's doing?
Yeah, Corey's continuing his rehab progression. We're hopefully get a little more information this week in Arizona. The surgeon who did his hernia surgery last year is here in Phoenix. So Corey will see that doctor in the coming days, and we'll have a little more information, have a better idea of his timeline. But at this point, I don't have that information.
Our guy Wyatt seems to be a walk-off monster at the plate and in the field. Like, when you draft a guy like that, do you know he's got the clutch gene in the DNA? Does that come back in the blood work that you guys do?
Well, it's similar to Kumar and Jack and Josh Young and, yeah, a lot of these guys. I mean, you see them perform under pressure, and the more – and that's why college guys, you know, provide a little bit more clarity and certainty in terms of when you draft a player in college versus high school, because you've seen them perform on the big stage in big moments. And Wyatt in the College World Series last year was phenomenal. He was tremendous, and it just seemed like no moment was too big for him. So, it's been fun to see those late – inning at bats for him this year, and the way he continues to really rise up.
See, well, I've really enjoyed watching Cody Bradford pitch, and it seems like it's all about how hard these pitchers throw, but you've got Cody who is getting people out with a sub 90 mile per hour fastball. I mean, what are you seeing as a former pitcher that is making him just so darn effective right now?
Well, it's funny. I'll throw my wife under the bus a little bit. I didn't know if this – I assumed it was a compliment because Cody – I think Cody's really, really good. And she says, watching Cody Bradford reminds me a lot of watching you. And I thought, well, here we go. She's going to talk about lack of velocity and lack of talent. But really what she meant was the competitive poise, the conviction, the certainty, the dependability, the reliability. And Cody brings all of that. I mean, you're not going to find a more prepared pitcher. You're not going to find a pitcher who believes in himself more and has the ability to go execute consistently. And he's just so fun to watch. I mean, I'm so proud of him and happy for his success. And he's just mentally as strong as it gets. And that's what big leaguers, good big leaguers are. And Cody embodies that. And it's just been awesome to see his success. And we want to see him continue it and finish strong here.
Speaking of your pitching days, CY, what was your perspective on Elvis Andrus, who we celebrated over the weekend?
Well, I was really happy for Elvis. I mean, that was a really cool retirement to see him retire a Ranger. And you know, just go out and for all the special things that he's done for our franchise and our fans and the special moments. There's no better fit for him in terms of a uniform to retire in, and just really, really happy. And to see Michael and Wash at that press conference celebrating Andrew, Elvis, it was really special. So what a fun year for, you know, kind of that era with Adrian and all the wonderful things that have happened with the Hall of Fame and now Elvis's retirement as a Ranger. It's really cool to see, and that's a big part of our history as a franchise, and we want to celebrate that history. And those guys did really special things, as did, you know, our 2023 team, and they'll forever be a part of Rangers' history and legacy, and we want to continue to celebrate that.
Hey, CY, you got a couple here in Arizona. Did you pack the three-quarter zip championship, attire, and you're going to wear it the two nights there in Arizona to remind those people what you did to them?
I just got to Arizona. It's 108 degrees here, so nothing three quarters is going to work. It's going to be short sleeve here, but I don't want to remind them. They're a really good team. They're fun to watch. Their offense is explosive. We're going to have our work cut out for us in this series, and I'm guessing there's going to be a little bit of some motivation for those guys.
Sure.
Showing us, hey, look what we've done this year, and we're going back to the playoffs, or they're fighting to get back to the playoffs. And, we certainly envy what they've done and how they've bounced back from that World Series loss. But it's a great organization. We've got our work cut out for us, but it is fun being back here. I will say that.
Well, congrats on the success you've had on the diamond here recently. Winners of four straight series. Best of luck in Arizona. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you, CY.
Guys, I appreciate it. Great talking with you.
Cheers. There he goes. Brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Sebastian Walcott been called up to Frisco as well. Youngest player in AA this year. So that's exciting. He's just 18 years old. He's a beast. Okay, coming up next, Wolchuk, do we have a top 10? What would we like to do here?
Yeah, let's top 10 it. It is a victory Monday. We got top 10 thoughts from the Cowboys win over the Browns. That's next in the Nation.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.